This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fight song of your Miami Redhawks means that we bring in the gentleman who went to Miami and now works for the NFL Network, and he's going to be really busy tomorrow. He's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's a friend of the show. He's a buddy of ours. He is Mr. Chris Rose. Hello, Chris. How you doing, bud?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
We are ready for the Browns to make a pick at two. That's how we are. How about you?
Yeah, I think that should be fun. I think Thursday, Friday, Saturday are going to be a lot of fun for Cleveland fans. No question. Well, hopefully it starts this afternoon, with the Guardians, and then continues on tonight with the Cavs, and then continues tomorrow with the Browns. This could be a lot of fun.
We are having a butt. What's on your agenda for this thing? Because you are one busy man. Make sure everybody knows where we can catch you.
Yeah, so I'll be hosting the pre-draft show. So for 3 hours, starting at 4 o'clock Cleveland time, we'll get you set for Rich and the gang. And you'll be out there with Daniel Jeremiah, Charles Davis, and Joel Klatt, which is an awesome desk to have out there in Green Bay. But we're there to kind of get you ready. You'll get a chance to meet some of the prospects on the red carpet, including one who might be a Cleveland Brown in the near future, I'm guessing. Both Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter are expected to be on the red carpet. That'll be part of our pre-draft show. Plus, we are talking a lot of Browns. I've already been through the show several times because the Browns do kind of hold some important keys to this draft, starting obviously with number two. But if they don't take a quarterback at two, which we've discussed on this show, we don't think they're doing, do they jump back late into the first round? There's a lot of intrigue about how this is going to go, even for a quarterback draft class that is not held in very high regard.
Chris, if the best person for the Browns at two can't really be determined going in, and I say that because, could it be Abdul Carter? Travis Hunter certainly seems like the likely choice from all the scuttlebutt right now. Could it be Mason Graham? Sanders doesn't seem to be there. But if there are multiple choices and nobody would be upset with any of them, would the pick be more valuable if they could move it, not drop down too much, and still get one of those guys?
Yeah, but you're only answering half of the equation, and you're only looking at it from the Cleveland standpoint.
Somebody would have to want one of those guys to trade up to two, and maybe beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Maybe somebody wants somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, and when you're moving up into the top five, it doesn't always happen, but you're primarily moving up there for a quarterback. Sometimes it can be a pass rusher, right? We saw a few years ago, Houston traded up, I think, from 12 to 3 to go get Will Anderson out of Alabama. That sort of stuff does happen, but not a ton where it's for a non-quarterback, just because to move up that high can cost you quite a bit. And I know that Travis Hunter is a guy unlike we've seen before. And Abdul Carter, people think his qualities are off the charts good. So, sure, could somebody want one of those guys? It makes sense. It's possible. And with us, I don't know. I mean, when you start trading back too far, then you're looking at, like, the next group of guys, which is some offensive linemen, which I don't know if we, you know, do we have a need? Yes. Is it our highest need? God, I don't know if it's the top need of this team. So I think I would rather pick and play.
Especially, Chris, if you have a chance to take a guy like Hunter or Carter, who you think could end up having a great NFL career.
Yeah, we just haven't drafted enough difference makers when we've had the chance. In the last few years, we haven't had the chance because we haven't had a first-round pick, right? Our last first-round pick was Greg Newsome. That was pretty far down.
Let me ask you this, and the folks that you're sitting around talking about, where does trade play into all this for the Browns, especially with the rumors and the buzz over the last couple of days that they've been taking phone calls? But, Chris, you know as well as I do, if they're not taking phone calls, they're not doing their job.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we just talked about the possibility up high. To me, the more interesting trade scenario for our team is at the back end of the first round, right? Do we feel like there is a quarterback there that makes sense to get on a fifth-year option, to jump ahead of some quarterback-needy teams if they don't get a guy? Let's say that Shador falls past the Saints at 9. Well, presumably the next team that would need a quarterback that would have a chance at him without moving up with the Pittsburgh Steelers at 21. And if for some reason they don't do that, everybody feels like, wow, it'd be great to have Sean McVay get his hands on him at 26, which I could see the argument for because Matthew Stafford is approaching 40, and you need to have a plan in place. But at the same time, the Rams are a really good team, and maybe at 26 they get a piece that can be the difference, that can help them get past a team like Philadelphia in the divisional round, right? That's the thought process. So at that point, if you don't have to move up 15 spots, but if you only have to move up 5 or 6 to go get your quarterback, well, then does it make sense? Like that is the intrigue for several teams in this draft.
Chris Rose joining us, and you'll see Chris on the NFL Network tomorrow, pre-draft coverage, and then NFL Network covering the draft. And Chris, I personally watch you guys all the time for that stuff. It's phenomenal. I think the NFL Network does a great job. So I'm really looking forward to your coverage of that. As the Browns go into this thing tomorrow night, do you think they have one of the non-Cam Ward quarterbacks as the guy that they think would be their best guy? Or do you think it's a situation where we're not going to make a big move or whatever, and we'd be okay with whatever guy falls to us? And I'm thinking Jackson Dart or Tyler Shuck or Jalen Milroe in particular.
Well, I can't imagine that you have them all stacked the same way. I don't think that's reality when it comes to personnel evaluation. Everybody has a favorite. So, you know, now they've built this quarterback room with a guy who is still trying to make it his way, you know, as an NFLer, and Kenny Pickett. As a guy who is still trying to hang on and rekindle some magic in Joe Flacco. And that's it. I mean, that's your quarterback room right now. So they have to draft a quarterback, in my opinion, in those top 4 picks that they've got. You know, they've got 4 of the top 93, I believe it is. And so they've got to, you know, is Tyler Shuck your guy at 33? That feels high for him, but some people are very high on him. Jalen Milroe, we know that he is an incredible runner of the football. He believes that he is faster than Lamar Jackson. There is a package you could put in place for him right away as an NFL player. There are like with Jalen Milroe, I think when you discuss it, would you be okay if he turned into Taysom Hill? If you drafted him at 33 and he turned out to be Taysom Hill?
I don't know that I would.
Okay. But, I mean, do you know how few franchise quarterbacks there are that get drafted after the first round?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they would have to get lucky. They would have to get lucky.
That's the thing, is that at 33, if you're drafting a guy, even though it's only one pick away from a first rounder, you have to get lucky. Since 2016, so that's 9 years ago, we're talking about three guys that have made it when they weren't drafted in the first round. Dak, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy. That is it. That is the list since 2016.
Yeah.
And there have been, I believe, if my math is right, I want to say it's like 73 or 75 quarterbacks that have been taken after the first round since 2016, and three have made it.
And so many of those guys, Chris, are completely forgettable and not even in the league.
Yeah.
Chris, yep. Why? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, nothing. I was just saying it's
yeah.
You know, the Browns are it's a tough situation because it doesn't mean that the quarterback class is crappy just because we're all saying it's crappy. It's just it's perceived as not good. We've had quarterback classes which were perceived as really good in 2021, and you got four of those five guys who are already on their third team before their rookie contract is even up, right? Trevor Lawrence is the only guy that stayed put. Everybody else has moved on to a third team by now. So you just don't never know.
All right, so here's my big question for you. Why will Andrew Berry be better this year than he has been in the past when it comes to making draft picks?
It's a great question. I mean, I can't give you a definitive answer because we haven't hit on enough guys. And, you know, I think Andrew's done a better job of signing players than drafting players. And this is a huge opportunity for him to kind of change the narrative. You know, has he hit on a few players? He absolutely has, right? JOK, if he can come back from injury, has been nothing short of phenomenal. But there have been way too many misses. And the reason that teams are good in this league for a long time is they don't miss. They don't miss. I was going through and I looked at like the Ravens last four or five. I think I looked at their last 10 first round picks and I read them off to my son and I said, you tell me when you can say the word bust. And we had to go back to Hayden Hurst, who was actually the first of two first round picks in 2018 because Lamar was their second first round pick.
Yeah, the tight end.
Just to go, not even to a guy who's a bust because he's still playing. He just has been okay. He's bounced around a lot. Everybody else, you look at them, you're like, God dang, they just don't miss first round picks, let alone the middle rounds, which is where they really build their teams.
Chris Rose joining us. He'll be on the NFL Network tomorrow, pre-draft coverage. I think one thing through the offseason free agent moves, Chris, that gives us a great hint as to what the Browns are going to do with a couple of these picks, they really haven't added anybody at wide receiver. And
right.
They haven't added anybody at running back. So if they don't draft Travis Hunter, they have a huge hole. How soon do you think they would draft a running back?
Well, I think there's going to be really good ones at 33, really good ones, because I think that there's probably two that go in the first round, maybe a third, possibly, but I doubt it, because I think this draft is so deep that people are just going to say, well, it's like – Uber, I'll catch the next one.
Genty, Hampton, and then somebody else, right?
I think Travion Henderson's got a real shot. I really do. I think he's being discussed in that area. Whether he goes or he doesn't, I think it's either end of the first or top of the second, depending on who really loves him. So there's going to be temptation on Friday night to have that first name called to be a running back. But I think they save it to the top of the third round. I think this class is deep enough where you can get some guys that can be in the mix with Jerome Ford.
All right. What is going to make you say, yes, they made a great pick, or, oh, man, they're the smartest guy in the room again when we wake up tomorrow morning? Or, sorry, Friday morning.
What going on?
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Well, I would not expect us to pick a quarterback at
two.
If we do that, y'all are going to be in business for a long time. your content will be taken care of for quite a while. So I don't think that that's going to happen.
Darn it! Come on.
But. One of my brothers sent me a kind of a mock draft simulator where you do the picks for the first three rounds or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And so I went Hunter, then I went Chuck for some reason, then I drafted an offensive lineman at the top of the third round, and I drafted a running back with our second third round pick. And I looked at it, and I was like, huh, not that bad. I think I did okay. So I've got to do it again like 18 times today when I'm watching the Guardians game and as I'm prepping for the draft, which is really just me continuing to fill out my personalized Browns mock drafts like everybody else that's listening. Go find that. I might tweet that out for everybody just so you can have a fun little thing to do today. But let's just remember this. And I am as big a draft head as you will find. I love it. I love the draft. Don't read draft grades Saturday night. Do not read it. Don't say, oh, my God, NFL.com said we got an A, and ESPN.com said we got a B+. And it does not matter. Go back and look at the draft grades that they were handing out the night after the 2021 draft, because now you can grade that draft. Don't grade it night one. We're all going to read it. I'm going to read it, too. Just don't marry it.
Chris Rose, NFL Network, again, what are you doing tomorrow night? When should we tune in?
Tune in at 4 o'clock Cleveland time. We'll be there for 3 hours of pregame, another hour to kick it out to Green Bay. We're going to have a lot of fun young players that will stroll through the red carpet. That's always fun. You have to remember, as exciting as it is for us, this is a life-changing moment for them, and I always love watching that and being around it, because it's fun to watch the families dress up and get to live out their dreams. It's a really, really cool thing, because we all know in a few months people are going to be saying much different things about them on social media, like, why can't you play football? So it'll be fun.
Looking forward to your coverage. Thanks, buddy.
Chris, we'll be watching.
Always appreciate the time, guys. Take care.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.